Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. After the demise of Sayyidina Sheikh Ahmed bin Mansur رحمه الله عليه, someone from Shiraz had a dream in which he saw Sayyidina Sheikh Ahmed bin Mansur rahmatullahi ta'ala dressed in a heavenly garment with a crown of pearls on his head, standing in the mihrab of the main masjid of Shiraz. The dreaming person asked as to how Allah Azza wa Jal treated him. He rahmatullahi ta'ala replied, Allah Azza wa Jal not only forgave me and bestowed upon me this crown, but also made me enter heaven. And the dreaming person asked the reason of this great privilege. Sayyidina Shaykh Ahmed bin Mansur rahmatullahi ta'ala replied, I used to recite salat upon the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, abundantly, and this act of mine brought about my success. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, subhanallah, subhanallah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatu wa salaman alayki ya sayyidi ya habibi ya Rasulullah, sallallahu ala Muhammad, nurin min nurillah. Marhaba, khushamdeed, welcome to one and all to another exciting and beautiful episode of this beautiful series known as The Purpose of Creation. Unfortunately, today will be our final and last episode of this wonderful series. Alhamdulillah, we discussed lots of beautiful things, and believe me, this topic was so vast that we could have discussed many beautiful aspects and very beautiful points on this beautiful topic. But unfortunately, every good thing has to come to an end. We make dua, inshallah, in future we will again meet with a new topic, with a new series, with something wonderful again, inshallah. Previously, we discussed what is our purpose of creation, how to develop the passion, the jazbah for worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because indeed our purpose, our reason of creation is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are the excellences of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at a young age, when you are in your youth, in your prime days? Likewise, we learned about the ibadat, the salah, the roza, the love for the recitation of the Holy Quran of the pious saints, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Sayyidina Umar Farooq, Sayyidina Usman Ghani, Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Imam Hussein, Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu ajma'in. Subhanallah, we learned about the excellence of nawafil, of tahajjud, of the beautiful ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. And previously, in the previous three episodes, we covered three main ibadat known as hajj, salah, and zakat, which are the fundamentals, the pillars of Islam. And today, inshallah, we will be covering another beautiful ibadat, which is also fard, compulsory and necessary, and that is fasting and sawm. Subhanallah, it is the beautiful month of Ramadan, and in the month of Ramadan we all fast, we all observe fast. If it is fard, it is fard, it is necessary. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Today we will be learning about the excellence of fasting and what the Quran says about fasting and sawm. Subhanallah. But before we discuss today's episode, let's all make good intentions. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has very beautifully mentioned that niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. The more good intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Make good intentions, inshallah. When I hear the name of Allah, I will glorify, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will say Jalla Jalaluhu, Jalla Shanuhu ta'ala, subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I hear the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will recite durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When I hear the name of the pious saints, I will say rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, radiyallahu ta'ala anha. If it's a female, inshallah, whatever I learn, I will first and foremost, inshallah, try to act upon it myself. I will perfect myself, I will try and improve myself, I will try and make myself better. And inshallah, azza wa jal, whatever I learned and I understand, I will inshallah pass the message on to others as well, whilst acting upon the beautiful hukum of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that balighu anni walau ayah, convey on my behalf, even if it is a single ayah. Subhanallah. With these beautiful intentions, let's start today's beautiful episode in silsila. Remember, the more the merrier, the more beautiful intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers, the fast of Ramadan is fard, it is necessary, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it fard upon all of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this beautiful fast in the Holy Quran. Allah ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kutiba alaykum ussiyamu kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. Ayyaman ma'adudat, faman kana minkum maridan aw ala safarin fa'iddatum min ayyamin ukhar, wa ala alladhina yutiqoonahu fidyatun ta'amu miskin, faman tatawwa'a khayran fahuwa khayrun lah, wa antasumu khayrun lakum in kuntum ta'alamun. Translation Kanzul Iman. Oh, those who believe, fasting has been made obligatory upon you as were made obligatory upon those before you, so that you may become pious. The days are counted, then whosoever among you is ill or on a journey, then same number of fasting in other days, and those who have no strength should give in fine meal to a needy. Then whosoever does more good, then that is better for him, and fasting is better for you if you know. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala mentions the reason that these fasts have been made fard upon you, so that you may become pious. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. You may become pious, you may have the taqwa, you may fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you may start rectifying yourself. Why? Because when a person is fasting, he is remaining hungry, he is remaining thirsty, he is controlling his carnal desires, he is not fulfilling his desires, he is not, you know, doing what he was supposed to be doing or what he can do. And that's the beautiful test. And in that situation, normally when a person is hungry, he becomes angry, he becomes aggressive, he becomes moody. By that time, if a person controls his anger, a person controls his mouth, a person controls his tongue, he controls his actions, he controls his eyes, he controls his ears, he controls his nafs, then inshallah this fast will be a means for a person becoming pious, a person having taqwa and the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Very beautifully it is mentioned in Durr al-Mukhtar that fasts were declared fard on 10th Sha'ban 2 years after Hijrah. Subhanallah. And many of the beautiful, you know, acts in Islam, they remind us of some very beautiful historical events and some faith refreshing Islamic events, such as, you know, running between Safa and Marwa. It reminds us of Sayyida Hajira radiallahu ta'ala anha's walking and running between these two mountains 7 times in search of water for her son Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. Allah Azza wa Jalla liked this act and He made it wajib for all those who perform Hajj and Umrah to imitate her in order to keep this act alive. Likewise, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spent some days of Ramadan in seclusion in the cave of Hira, where he sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to refrain from eating during the day and worship Allah Azza wa Jalla at night in order to keep the memory of this blessed act of his beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam alive. Allah Azza wa Jalla made it fard for us to fast in Ramadan. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This fast which we are keeping, you must know that it is also a method and it's a way to keep the beautiful sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alive. Allah Ta'ala loved that beautiful action of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much that he goes in seclusion, you know, worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like observe fast, perform salah during the night, perform ibadat the entire night. Allah Ta'ala loved that action so much to keep it alive. Fasting was made fard upon us believers during this beautiful month of Ramadan al-Mubarak. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Remember, the fast of the previous ummah also existed. Means the people of the previous ummah also fasted, but their manner, their style of fasting was different from ours. According to some narrations, it's mentioned Sayyidina Adam ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam would fast on the 13th, 14th, and 15th dates. Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam used to fast every day. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam would fast every day and would never miss even a single fast. Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam used to fast on alternate days. Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam used to fast on the first three, the middle three, and the last 3 days of every month. This was the fast of the beautiful and the blessed Anbiya alayhi salam. Subhanallah. How beautiful and excellent, you know, their method was. This also motivates us and teaches us that, you know, yes, fasting is fard for the entire month of Ramadan. But besides that, we should somehow or the other, during the month, during the year, during the course of the year, we should try and fast in different auspicious days as well. Let's follow the sunnah of Adam alayhi salam, fast on 13, 14, 15th of every month. Follow the sunnah of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, the first three, the middle three, and the last 3 days of the month. Or fast on every Monday at least. This is following the beautiful sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, is a beautiful summary of a hadith that Sahaba ikram asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why do you fast on the day of Monday? Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that I was born on this beautiful day. Subhanallah. So that's why my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fast. So you also fast every Monday, every Thursday, inshallah. Make a habit. Not only in the month of Ramadan, but in other months as well, other auspicious days, other days as well, inshallah, we will observe fast and we will also worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Let me clarify one misconception here as well. Many people think that, you know, when a person fasts, you become sick, you become ill, you become, you have lots of diseases, you have this problems, whatever it is. But Allahu Akbar. This is a misconception that a person falls ill as a result of fasting. This has nothing to do with haqiqat, nothing to do with reality. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan very beautifully mentions in Al-Malfuz Sharif, part 2, page 143. He says, once I saw my respected father, Sayyidina Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala, in my dream, a few weeks before Ramadan. He said, son, you will fall severely ill in the following Ramadan, but be careful, you should not miss even a single fast. As my father predicted, I did fall severely ill in Ramadan, but I did not miss even a single fast, alhamdulillah. Allah Azza wa Jal granted me good health by the blessings of fast. The noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Sumu tasihu, fast, you will get healthy. Allah, when my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you must fast, you will become healthy, then no one in this world, whether it's scientists, whether it's science, whether it's technology, any doctor, any scholar, no one can prove that, you know, by fasting a person will become ill or he will become sick or any problem will occur. My Nabi said, Sumu tasihu, fast, you will become healthy, you will get healthy. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Allah azza wa jal sent a revelation to one of the prophets of Bani Israel, commanding him to inform his ummah that if anyone fasts a day for my pleasure, I will grant him good health and reward him greatly. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is a beautiful teaching of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which also shows us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that the person who fasts one day for my pleasure, I will grant him good health and reward him greatly. Subhanallah. So you fast, inshallah. Inshallah, with your fast, your sickness, your disease, your illness will inshallah be removed and you will gain abundance of reward from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This is the beauty of fasting in the beautiful month of Ramadan, and not only in the month of Ramadan. We as Muslims, as I mentioned previously, we should try and fast on alternate days as well, in other months as well. And there are lots of the rewards and excellences of the people who observe fast. In the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very beautifully mentions in ayat number 35 of Surah Ahzab, وَالصَّائِمِينَ وَالصَّائِمَاتِ وَالْحَافِظِينَ فُرُوجَهُمْ وَالْحَافِظَاتِ وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. And fasting men and women, and men and women who guard their chastity, and men and women who remember Allah Azza wa Jal much, for all of them, Allah Azza wa Jal has prepared forgiveness and great reward. Likewise, it is mentioned in 24th ayat of Surah Haqqah. Allah Ta'ala mentions, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Kulu washrabu hani'an bima aslaftum fil ayyamil khaliyah. Translation from Kanzul Iman, eat and drink with immense relish recompense for that which you sent forth in the days gone by. Sayyidina Waqi' rahmatullahi ta'ala has mentioned the words "the days gone by" in this ayah. It refers to the days of fasting in which people abstain from eating and drinking. Subhanallah. So here you abstain from eating and drinking. In the hereafter, you are only going to eat and drink and enjoy the luxuries of Jannah. Inshallah, inshallah, inshallah. Subhanallah. Some very beautiful benefits of Nawafil fast, of Nafil fast. Sayyidina Qais bin Zayd Juhani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has narrated the following statement of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam: whoever keeps a Nafil fast, Allah azza wa jal will create a tree in heaven for him. The fruit of the tree will be smaller than a pomegranate and larger than an apple. It will be as sweet as honey that has not been separated from its comb, and as delicious as pure honey that has been separated from its comb. On the day of judgment, Allah Azza wa Jalla will feed the fruits of this tree to the fasting person. Subhanallah. Likewise, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very beautifully mentioned, whoever keeps a nafil fast expecting reward, Allah Azza wa Jalla will move him as far away from hell as is the distance of 40 years. Subhanallah. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned another beautiful hadith: whoever keeps a nafil fast for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal, Allah azza wa jal will make the distance between him and hell a fast horse rider covers in 50 years. That's how far that person will move away from hell. Subhanallah. Likewise, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, if someone keeps a nafil fast, and even if he is given the whole earth full of gold as a reward, his reward will still remain incomplete. He will be given his reward on the day of judgment only. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Utbah bin Abdus Sulami radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, whoever keeps one fard fast in the path of Allah azza wa jal, Allah azza wa jal will put him as far away from hell as is the distance between the seven earths and the seven skies. Whoever keeps a nafil fast, Allah azza wa jal shall put him as far away from hell as is the distance between the earth and the sky. Subhanallah. Likewise, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated the following merciful statement of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam: whoever fasts a day for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal, Allah azza wa jal puts him as far away from hell as is the distance covered by a baby crow flying continuously till it grows old and dies. The ulama-i kiram have mentioned here that a baby crow, some crows can live up to 500 years. So imagine you're at a distance of approximately 500 years, even more than that, far away from Jahannam. There are many, many other blessings, other beautiful, only six I mentioned to you now. There are so many excellences of Nawafil fast, of observing fast, of this beautiful worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the theme which I want everyone to focus on, yes, it's the month of Ramadan. Majority of the month of Ramadan has passed by, it has left us, and this month is quickly coming towards the end. But one thing we need to keep in mind is these fasts of Ramadan are fard, are compulsory upon us. Just now we learned about the excellence of Nawafil fast. If there are so many excellence of Nawafil fast, then what can you even imagine about the fard, the faraid fast, those fasts which are fard and compulsory and necessary upon you? And it is the month of Ramadan, the more the merrier. The month of Ramadan is a month of taking abundance of barakah, abundance of blessings, abundance of reward from the court of Allah. One good deed in this month is multiplied 70 times, even more than that, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nafil act is equal to fard. Fard act is multiplied 70 times. So much reward. And still unfortunate are those people who still don't observe the fast of Ramadan. They are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are going against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are missing a basic fundamental, a basic pillar of Islam. And then you want to say you are a Muslim, you are a believer. Those days, the fast was much more difficult. We didn't have the air cons, we didn't have the fans, we didn't have our luxury homes, our luxury furniture, our luxury places. We didn't have these businesses that even if you go to work, we are sitting in one corner and everything is fine. You don't even feel you are hungry or thirsty. We travel in aeroplanes, we travel in cars, we travel in bus, we travel in trains. But look at the beautiful Sahaba-i-Kiram, the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the love they had for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in those days when it was hot, when there wasn't any aircon, there weren't any fans, there weren't any cool places, traveling also, no aeroplanes, no cars, no buses, on horse, on foot, on these modes of transport. You are sweating, you are perspiring. That too in the heat of Makkatul Mukarramah, Madinatul Munawwara, where the heat is very, very, very severe, desert land. Thirsty, hungry, but still they would observe fast. And they would love to observe the fast. They would love to keep fast. It wasn't any excuse. No, it's so hot today, let me leave the fast. No, I have to go to work, let me leave the fast. I'm not feeling well, let me leave fast. No. These people were firm on the iman. Today, unfortunately, for small, petty issues, we leave fast. Slight headache, my head is not right, I'm feeling a bit drowsy, let me leave my fast. I'm coughing 1-2 times, let me leave my fast. I have to go for an important meeting, let me leave my fast. No, I have to drive all the way to work and come back, let me leave my fast. For every small thing, the first thing which comes to our mind, I can't fast, I won't be able to manage. That's how weak we are. Weak physically, weak mentally, weak spiritually. Where is the spirituality? Where is the teachings of Islam? Where is the teachings of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So the message I want everyone to take away from today's beautiful episode is that this beautiful action of fasting, this beautiful ibadat, is made for fast in the month of Ramadan. And generally also there are many scientific reasons, many scientific experiments done that when a person fasts, he becomes healthy, he saves himself from diseases, he protects himself from illnesses. Science is accepting it, everyone is accepting it. We as Muslims, we want to leave fasting. When fast is made fard upon us, we want to leave it, we don't want to fast. Is it so difficult? Is it such a big problem? Is it such a big calamity? 1 month, if you won't have lunch, if you won't eat your delicious foods, if you won't taste your delicious food, is it difficult for you? At the same time, you also have a realization of those people that don't have the privileges of this food, this water, this drinks which you're having every day. This 1 month, you must feel how those people feel when they don't have lunch. You have breakfast, lunch, supper. In between, you have tea, you have snack, you have brunch, you have everything. In 2-3 days, they'll eat only one time. How do they feel? You must also go through the same thing. You must also have that feeling. You must also have the understanding. Then only you will thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From your heart, you will thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala granted you so many bounties, so many blessings. This food, this water, this drinks, this beautiful and luxuries, this beautiful luxury food you are consuming is a bounty from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With these few words, we have come towards the end of today's silsila and today's episode. And the message I want everyone to take away from this entire series is our purpose of creation is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These few, beautiful ibadat I mentioned to you, I mentioned the fast of the and the ibadat of the pious predecessors, the sahaba ikram, and as well as, the teachings of Islam, how to develop passion for ibadat. Keep in mind our reason and our purpose for creation. It is only and solely to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to obey and to worship. Our purpose is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every moment we should please Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We need to obey Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With this beautiful message, I take your leave. This is the message of this beautiful series, the message of Islam. Make dua inshallah. In another beautiful series, we will meet again with some new beautiful topics, with a new beautiful discussion. Instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your hearts, in your mind. This love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. If you have this love, you have everything. You lose this love, by Allah, you lose everything. Be positive, think positive, stay positive. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you abundance of barakah, abundance of happiness, and grant all of us the ability of visiting the blessed Rawza Mubarak of His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with our parents, our Murshid Kareem, our relatives, inshallah. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation.